Ted, are you ready?
Yes.
Will you call the roll, please?
Binzel.
Yes.
Betts.
Yes, here.
Cowart. James.
Here.
Jay. Richards.
Here.
Sapp. Weibel.
Here.
Beckett.
Here. Mr. Jay contacted me, indicated that he had a competing meeting and would not be able to be here tonight. I'll call the meeting to order. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda and the addendum.
So
moved by Betts.
Second.
Second by James. Ms. Cowart is present. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of minutes, October 7th, 2008. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Moved by Betts. Second by Richards. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Is there any public participation? Hearing none. Physical plant monthly reports are at your desk. Entertain a motion to receive and place on file.
So moved.
Moved by James, second by Beth. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Courthouse Masonry Bell Tower Project spreadsheet. Entertain a motion to receive and place on file. Moved by Richards.
Second.
Second by James. Discussion. Mr. Inman, I asked you before the meeting because of a call I had from the press. What is the status of the budget on this project?
Sorry. Good evening. I believe the status of this budget for this project, it's right on time and it's right on course. I believe, without my notes in front of me, we're at about $200,000 left in contingency. We're at probably 48% to 50% paid out and completed. We're actually probably closer to 55% to 57% of the work done. So, and we are through the most difficult and technologically challenging part of the project, and that was the southwest corner rebuilding it. And they have are at about 80% complete on that particular area, and there will be no additional charges for that particular work. So I think we are very healthy. I think we are right on course and right on time, both schedule and financially.
Questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. ILEAS Training Center, IGW Architecture Invoice Number 9 in the amount of $90 for professional services rendered for the period of August 30th, 2008 through September 26, 2008 for ILEAS Training Center OB. Is there a motion approved?
I move payment.
Moved by Beth, second by Benson. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Where's Mr. J? IGW Architecture Invoice Number 2 in the amount of $720 for professional services rendered for the period August 2nd, 2008 through September 26, 2008 for ILEAS Evacuation Plans. Is there a motion approved? Moved by Betts.
Second.
Second by Cowart. Discussion. All those in favor? Oh, Mr. James.
Evacuation Plans. Someone had to draft some plans to get everybody out of that building, or what's the deal there?
Absolutely correct. The old,
really?
The old evacuation plans that we held for the building did not hold water anymore. Because of the change of the focus of the building, they had to be redone. So that is, this was in the original scope of work on the purchase side through construction, but not on the professional side. They haven't done.
I thought, and I'm just asking, I thought most agencies did an in-house type plan. We got to hire an engineer to do that?
Because the as-built, you use the as-built to do your evacuation plan. And we couldn't. We don't have that capability in-house to do it. We don't have that CAD capability. See, we don't have the as-built yet.
Oh, okay.
And the architect does.
Nice.
We don't.
Okay, thank you.
We can do that afterwards, but not now.
Okay.
Ms. Cowart.
Yeah, is this going to be a published plan they're going to put on the wall?
Yes, ma'am, in every prominent area, in every corridor, and then in any of their published materials.
Any other questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Radiman Group, the Champaign County Nursing Home. Radiman Group invoice 12302 in the amount of $15,102.21 for professional and industrial hygiene services from July 15, 2008 through September 5, 2008 for air monitoring from July 28, 2008 through July 31st, 2008 at the Champaign County Nursing Home. Is there a motion approved?
Move payment.
Moved by Mr. Betts, second by Mr. Weibel. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Beckett, if
yes.
I may, just if Mr. Amy could explain what this handout was for with the green marked areas.
Addendum. It's an item on the addendum.
Sorry.
Mr. Betts.
If we come to this next item, I would like the pleasure of making that motion.
Okay. That's fine.
When you come to
That's fine. Actually, let's go to the addenda, the masonry bell tower project. Mr. Newman, do you want to make the presentation regarding the life safety?
Yes, sir. excuse me. Attached to the addendum is a memo crafted on November 10th for myself to you all. And really what we're requesting for you is approval for a change order with Whitenborg & Owning under their professional services contract to do the design work required to make the north entrance an emergency exit. In the report, I go through a very brief chronological history of what has taken place there. In May 2003, when we completed the remodeling of the existing courthouse, the current permanent jury assembly area was deemed by the presiding judge and I believe the architects combined that was the best spot for jury assembly. Jury assembly had always been a difficult issue within our complex, and this was the time to be able to accommodate the numbers that were needed at that particular time. One of the issues in that particular area is the separation of the clients for public defender and the prospective jurors. As you know, the circuit court went to a continuous jury program. Every Monday or so, we have about 100 to 125 people in that particular area. Then throughout their process, they are then go to certain courtrooms to perform their duty. As you're also aware, Ms. Wysocki is here. The Lincoln Museum, which is adjacent to that particular area, will come into being hopefully around June of 2009. It is anticipated that school classes and concerned citizens will go to that area for viewing of the museum. When you put the two groups together, the permanent employees of Champaign County, which number between 100 and 125 on the first, second, and third floor in the old courthouse, you add the 100 or so prospective jurors, you add any kind of visitors, which could range anywhere from 10 to 50 on any particular day or time of day, you create a bottleneck on that current south exit. And on the little drawing I gave to you, the area with the steps on it is the south exit, which used to be an old main exit. It used to be the smoker's lounge. And we turned that into the emergency exit. If you've ever been down that corridor and you try to put two or three people abreast trying to get through there, people who are mobile and et cetera, it is very, very difficult. There is a stairway which you can see right about midpoint. That is the point from where people will come down from this third, second floor and from part of the public defender's office to evacuate into that area. If you were to bring 100 or so people from the north down to there, you are going to have a major bottleneck. That is why we are requesting the change order to reopen the north entrance, make it an emergency exit only, and for that it would cost us $6,221 in design services.
Mr. Weibel.
What are the current plans for that? Just a window of some sort?
It would be the old storefront that was in there, put in there in 2003. You're right. It's just a series of windows.
And what type of doors would be put in there?
We met with the architects. They described doors that looked like it was an entrance, even though it's not. And they're, you know, with emergency panic bars, you can only get out.
That's right.
You can't get in. And it's an immediate exit from that area of the jury assembly area. So from the outside, it looks very nice. It looks like an old entrance into the courthouse, the way they were describing it. But from the inside, it's very fungible. And then I also wanted to add, the sheriff wants this plan, too. The sheriff hates that exit. He says it's anybody inside can open that door and let anybody in from outside. I mean, it sounds an alarm, but if somebody wanted to do something, they could do it immediately. He hates that south exit. He wants us to do something about it.
Oh, wait, how would... we're still going to have a south exit, though, wouldn't we?
Well, we will, but actually I think what will happen is that we'll close off that wall. We'll close off that wall that's showing a hallway now.
Oh, okay, so...
We'll just close off that wall, so that becomes an internal exit for all of the offices upstairs and the public defender's office. The public exit on the north side of the building will be the north side, and, you know, anybody else who's in the public area will exit out the north side. Everybody from the court will exit out the south
and
side.
And so... this from this viewpoint, the sheriff could see people coming out on the south side, or probably north side, rather.
Absolutely. Any other discussion? All those, oops, I need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Ms. Covert.
What is this, behind the elevators?
No, this isn't behind the elevators. This is on the north side. This is the north side of the building, facing Main Street. So there are no elevators there. And there are no elevators in that part of the building anymore. Remember, the elevators are all over in the new building. Yeah. Okay. Any other, Mr. Watt?
Where's the big Lincoln Head statue on here? I don't see it.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Betts.
I would move adoption of a resolution renaming meeting room to the Jennifer K. Putman meeting room.
There's a second. Second by Cohen.
May I speak to the motion?
Yes, you may.
I note there isn't a formal resolution here, and I would ask that the chair, at its discretion, direct the administrators to draft a resolution and put a number on it. If they need any assistance with history or anything, Lorraine has served decades, Jenny, as have I. Jenny served on the board for 30 years. This afternoon, she got around to reading this particular packet.
She called me. She was very moved.
She broke down crying on the phone with me. She said, you know, I always kind of wanted a bicycle rack named after me, because for over 20 years, she used to ride the bike to the old courthouse when we had the meetings in the basement there and stuff. But she's just elated that we would consider this. And I hope we can draft a very nice resolution and maybe at our final board meeting have some punch and cookies or whatever.
Ms. Busey?
Actually, there will be a reception in that meeting room at 6:30. It'll be on the weekly calendar. There is also going to be a resolution honoring Jenny that doesn't necessarily name meeting room 2. It will be a resolution honoring retiring board member. So the resolution from this committee naming the room might be more simple. That, I think, is a resolution where her history will be documented.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're ready. I need somebody. I'll entertain a motion to move into executive session. Mr. Weibel.
I move that we enter the executive session pursuant to 5 ILCS 1-2C11 to consider litigation which is probable or imminent before a court or administrative tribunal that affects Champaign County. I further move that the following individuals remain present: county administrators, county's legal counsel, and recording secretary.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. James. Call the roll, please.
Benzel.
Yes.
Betts.
Yeah.
Cohort.
Yes.
Jane.
Yes.
Jay. Richards.
Yes.
Sapp. Weibel.
Yes.
Beckett.
Yes. No. I'm accused of having county records all the time. I don't want them. Is Jim out there? All right. We are back in public session. Designation of items for the consent agenda. 8A, B, 9A. How about 7B? Okay. Is there any further business? I wish everybody was here. Make sure you give my regards to Mr. Jay. I'll tell him this at the board meeting. The last 2 years of this committee have been unbelievable. It's been like a roller coaster. And we have we've had our times. We've disagreed a lot, but I think we've done a lot of good work. I appreciate everybody's attention and commitment to this committee and to the work that we've done. I really, really do appreciate all of you.
Thank you.
Next time, senior to 12, we'll wear purple shirts to match the purple paper.